Bienvenue sur Les Jongleuses, le podcast qui vous donne les clés pour jongler avec légèreté entre toutes les facettes de votre vie. Je m'appelle Ruth Manou et je suis coach de vie certifiée. Je suis aussi deux fois maman, passionnée de musique et de pop culture. Et toutes les deux semaines, je m'inspire de tout ça pour vous aider à retrouver votre voix intérieure, loin des injonctions et des chemins balisés. Pourquoi ? Pour que vous puissiez jongler avec fluidité entre toutes les facettes de votre vie. Je vous donne rendez-vous un vendredi sur deux pour un nouvel épisode. Abonnez-vous à la newsletter ou sur votre plateforme d'écoute préférée pour être notifié des nouvelles sorties. Et je compte sur vous pour partager largement autour de vous et pour laisser une pluie d'étoiles et de commentaires partout où c'est possible. Bonne écoute! Hello tout le monde, j'espère que vous allez bien. On vous retrouve à deux pour l'épisode d'aujourd'hui parce que comme vous allez l'entendre, je suis en compagnie de ma cliente Lisa. Elle a gracieusement accepté mon invitation à venir partager avec vous ce qu'elle a retiré de son accompagnement de 12 sessions avec moi. Lisa avait fait appel à moi pour aborder plus sereinement la prise d'un nouveau poste. Elle cherchait à être plus confiante, moins dans l'anxiété, dans le doute et à mettre en avant ses forces, tout en montant en compétence dans ses nouvelles fonctions. Mission accomplie là-dessus et aussi sur tout le reste qui n'a pas manqué de s'inviter dans nos sessions. On a aussi travaillé sur l'articulation entre un poste à responsabilité où il faut faire ses preuves et une vie de famille riche. On a aussi travaillé sur l'acceptation radicale de soi comme une fin en soi. Et puis on s'est aperçu que c'était aussi une clé de succès professionnel. On a aussi travaillé sur renforcer sa relation avec elle-même et on s'est aperçu que ça avait des répercussions fantastiques sur ses relations interpersonnelles. Merci Lisa pour ta confiance et pour ce partage. Et quant à vous, mes chères jongleuses, I hope you enjoy our conversation, which is in English. Enjoy. Okay, so we're at the end of our 12 sessions, and now we're going to do a little review of the 12 sessions, what you got out of it. But the first thing I want to know is what brought you to hire me as your coach?
I think that one, I decided that I wanted to have a coach because I was entering the new phase of a career.
Yeah.
And for me, that was really important because there were a lot of questions I had around it. So that was the main reason, I think. And obviously all good coaches have a coach, even if it's not all the time. I think that's a big priority as well, is to be able to go a little bit deeper and be able to see some of the things that might not have seen or I might not have noticed in previous coaching sessions that I had last year.
It's so interesting that you say it's a priority, because I think that one of the things that actually prevents people from hiring a coach is that it's maybe not perceived as a priority, but I see it as a priority as well, like being able to see what's going on in your mind and all of that. But what makes it a priority for you?
I think because it's a way to break through different challenges. And sometimes we don't see the challenges. And as we saw during the different conversations, there were things that might have come up that I didn't, I might have had in the back of my mind, but they weren't so obvious. And then during the conversations, it became more obvious that it was actually a pain point. So that's one of the reasons I think that it's really important. I think the other reason I think it's really important is because I remember coaching somebody myself, and at the end, she had said, I really didn't know what I was going to get out of coaching. I didn't know what I was going to get out of it, but I made the time, you know, and I decided to make the time every week or whatever the process was at the time. And she's like, and it was at the end that I realized what a great decision it was for me to make that time, even though my schedule was fully booked and overscheduled, to take that time, 1 hour, that actually made me more efficient and effective. So I think that when I think about coaching being a priority for me and for anyone, I really do feel like it's, if we could have the gift of coaching for everyone in the world, it would be a better place.
So true.
But it's also that people have to be, you know, we have to the people who like me at this moment who go through the coaching session is like, we do have to prioritize it. We do have to say, it might be difficult to do right now because of my schedule or whatnot, but it's a priority because then we just continue to grow and discover new things about ourselves, even if we've done coaching previously. You know, other things happened in my life, or other things were occurring that say, okay, this is a key time for me to get back into coaching.
Yeah. So you told me about the fact that you were entering a new phase in your career. I also know that you have a rich family life. Can you tell me a little bit about what you got specifically from coaching to help in your day-to-day or even further?
I think there are different things. I think that on one level, it was really the awareness, putting words down to what I already know, actually formalizing it and having that sounding board in front of me, kind of reflecting back to me and going, is that really what you mean? You know, even if you don't say that, that's kind of like, okay, yeah, is that what I mean? Is this really what's important? Is this really what's going on? Or is there something else happening? So I think that part of it is, you know, what I got from the coaching is really being much more precise in what was happening in my mind. And my feelings and everything else. And of course my actions that were going, you know, that were reflecting that. But that's one of the things that came out of the coaching. I think that another thing that came out was really confirming some things as well. It wasn't just about some of the issues, but actually also reconfirming what's good, what's going on that I can continue to build upon. That's positive, if we want to say positive, or and being able to kind of looking at my, you know, very specifically, because that's one of the topics we had quite often, but kind of looking at my agenda, looking at my lifestyle, looking at what's going on and saying, okay, let's be realistic for what's good for you, what works for you, versus maybe some things that you want to work for you that might not be working just because society says that's the thing to do right now. And I think that the coaching also helped in, I don't necessarily want to say acceptance, but I want to say, you know, yeah, it's right. This is what's, everyone's different. And I think that even if I know everyone's different, I think that the coaching kind of reminded me of what works and what I need and what I want out of life. And I think also some of the other things that came through the coaching were really, really the specific actions every week or every other week that we could put in. And how I could build upon it. And then going back, and what I liked about our coaching sessions over the time was really being, you know, I would be at one place at one point, and a couple of sessions later, I'd go back to that point. And it almost, and we talked about this at one point, I felt like I'm always going through the same conversations, but actually I wasn't. And I think that it's that opportunity. I was, you know, kind of diving deeper and deeper, bouncing back and forth through the ideas, and it didn't have to be something continuous, but it's kind of like how our brain works anyway. We're at one point, and then a couple of weeks later, we go back and we're like, oh yeah, we did talk about that already, but now I have a different angle on it. I have a different angle on it. So I think that's one of the things. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so fascinating what you're saying, because it's this idea of, oh, how am I again in this place? But you're not, especially when you're, because you're you were already a very self-aware person when we started working together, but it's like you're gaining each time a new level of understanding, and it's like the spiral, like you're higher and you are from a different angle. So you're not seeing things in the same way. And you, like, it's like you expurged some things and now, you know, it's clearer. I love that you're sharing that. One thing you said that struck me is be more precise about what's going on in my brain, in my feelings, and all of that. And as I said, you are already very self-aware. So what's going on with that? Like, why is this important?
I think it's important because, well, I think that we also grow, and there are different, I think that, yes, I am very self-aware because that's just how my past has been. I do different exercises in this, and I've had coaching sessions before. At the same time, we always grow. We don't stop growing. So we ourselves can change. We're also have different environments And especially, I mean, and honestly, since COVID, a lot of things have changed as well. So I think that because, you know, we ourselves are growing individually and then our environment is changing, and especially, as you said, I have a very rich family environment. I think that since that's constantly in motion as well, going back and continuing to learn more about ourselves makes sense, because I might have one level of self-awareness, but there's always, it's like the Johari window. If you know, you're familiar with the Johari window, where there's a part where there's a part of you that you don't really know, but other people might see.
Mm.
And there's a part of you that you don't know and other people don't know. So there's always going to be a part of it that we can always discover more. And I think that's interesting about it, because even after the 12 sessions, I'm sure maybe 6 months or a year from now, if we come back and have another conversation, other things will be happening and I might have a new discovery about myself, and I can continue to do more coaching and to dive into more conversations. So
yeah. Oh my God, I love that. The exponential growth when you realize that it's available to you. It's so amazing. What are the areas of your life where you feel like things have significantly changed for the better for you?
And this is going to sound really odd, but I actually think in most aspects of my life, I would say obviously in my professional, because I think there were a lot of questions going on at that point, that the huge questions I had at the very beginning of our coaching sessions, they're no longer the questions I have. So I think that's really huge. Today, I would also say the impact on my personal life, you know, with my family and with my friends, because you can't touch one part of your life without touching everything. So, and those are obviously part of the discussions that we ended up having, because even if I came for a very specific part of my new role, what was going on there, I think it's automatically going to touch what's going on in life at home. And you're going to automatically, and what goes on at home is going to touch onto your professional life. So I think that kind of all aspects have been touched by this. My relationship, or rather how I view what's going on with my kids and what's happening with them, how I view my work and how I, you know, view even my social life. I think that they've all been impacted by it.
Yeah. How so?
Well, I think in a professional wise, I'm a lot less anxious, concerned. I'm a lot less worried. There's kind of like the idea of, I remember one session we had, it was like, and so what, and what's going to happen? And what's the worst thing that can happen? And what's the best thing that can happen? And when you go through it, all of a sudden there's like this realization, and there's kind of like, you just kind of take a step back and you go, okay, yeah, so what? And I think that that's really been one of the areas that has been impacted the most by a certain level of self-acceptance, versus trying to, you know, push and prove and do everything. You know, once it's there's this idea of, once you're more self-accepting and you know your strengths and you know what you're good at, and re-evaluating, yeah, actually I am really good at this thing. It might not be what they're good at, but I'm good at this. Then it kind of brings this more of a calm and more of a security. Mm-hmm. Even if it comes in waves, it's always there. And so it maintains. And I think that's a good example of the impact it's had, because obviously that means how I engage at work is different.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. It's a lot less, it's more, and I know this word is thrown around a lot, but I feel like it's much more authentic, because I'm not trying to prove that I'm somebody else, because I'm just being who I am and coming with my strengths.
I think yours is one of the most, because I already saw you this way, right? But seeing you come into like your most authentic glowing self is something really amazing, because I remember at the beginning there was a lot of self-doubt, a lot of, yeah, but there are more like kind of, I'm more of a people person and maybe they're expecting something else. And so I'm going to reject that, the fact that like my social skills are really through the roof and I'm excellent at that. And I'm going to try to be more like them. Whereas now, from what you're saying, it's like my strengths are my strengths and I'm going to nurture them and I'm going to be proud of them and I'm going to engage from those strengths. And I think that's really beautiful. And the other thing that's really amazing for me to see is that with some clients, the idea is to how we inject a little bit of movement, a little bit more. But for you, it was kind of the opposite. For you, it was like, okay, what works for me? For me, what works is actually less. It's actually more simple, and it's actually stripping away the superficial, the things that I thought had to be there, but actually are not me. And I think that's really, really, like for me, it was beautiful to witness. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. It is interesting because it is true that I the idea of stripping away is not something that we often do. And I think that it's working well for me.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. What did you learn about yourself during our time working together?
I think I learned, I kind of knew it, but I think the idea that I'm always, I'm not a perfectionist, but I'm always striving to do more and more and more and more and more. And I think that I actually learned that I don't have to do more, even if I sometimes want to do more. I think that I also learned that my strengths are my strengths. I think that was a really huge thing. I actually think because I had a tendency to downplay my strengths. Because taking somebody else's lens, which might not even be their lens, and saying, well, that's not a real strength, but actually it is. And it's our differences that can actually be a strength and not kind of just being a robot and everything else is the same. So I think that's one of the biggest things I learned about myself. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. What are you going to focus your intention now? What areas of your life?
Well, I think one of the areas is to continue to build on my strengths. I think being able to recognize how I'm using my strengths in my day-to-day or weekly, ideas when I do my grateful journal, things like that, just kind of reminding myself. I think that's one of the areas. I think the other area is really, as we talked about, having that the time to kind of take a step back and being able to be like, I like the I've read this, it's a participant observer. So I'm involved, but I'm also watching what's going on, how I'm reacting, how other people are reacting, how I'm, being proactive and all that. I think being able to kind of go a little bit further into that area. And also something that we talked about from the very beginning was, finding that calm and having a little bit more of that inner peace. I think I'm going to keep focusing on that.
Yeah. Okay. What else would you like to share or talk about our time together, if anything?
Well, I want to thank you because I think that during the coaching sessions, there could be so many different topics that were addressed and so many different emotions that were that we went through, or I went through rather, that I really appreciated, because sometimes just holding up the mirror was really useful and just kind of looking, going, it's not what I hear. It's not what you're observing. And it's not what you're seeing. And I think that was really helpful because you're very frank, but in a kind way, I guess. So you're, and also the way that you reflect and the way that you ask the questions. It's interesting because you said you were already so self-aware, and it's true. And at the same time, there was so much that I was able to learn through the process still. And I liked the rhythm. I liked the rhythm that of the sessions. How many, how often we had the sessions and how the processes went and what we did. And I think that was really useful. And as I said already to you before, I really like the fact of how you're able to jump back and kind of make that connection between, even if it was the first session or the 12th session, being able to connect back really, it also kind of reminded me of where I started at and kind of the process, because we kind of forget when we're growing, we don't even realize. All of a sudden, it's kind of like when you look at your kids, they're a baby, next thing you know, they're going off to college, right? So I think that, you know, we don't always see it. And then being able to take those steps back and say, you know, at one point you said this, and at one point you did that, and this is how you expressed it. How is that going for you? I think having that reflection back is really enlightening for me, because like now it just feels like, well, yeah, obviously I'm like this. Obviously it's normal that I do that every day at work, but it's also thanks to the sessions that we had, I think.
What's really interesting to me is that this type of like you're under a microscope, it could be uncomfortable with someone. I know that sometimes I'm like, yeah, well, you said that. I know it's uncomfortable, but you also said that. So what's up with that? And I think that this could be a little bit uncomfortable at times if you're not in a, I'm in this for this. This is what I'm asking for. What are your thoughts on this? The level of like, I'm being scrutinized. Everything I'm saying is being observed and soaked in, and it's going to be regurgitated back to me at some point.
You know, it's interesting because I didn't think about it at the time. I think that the conversations flow so much that it felt more like a conversation that I was just having. And it was after the fact when the reflection came back, I went, oh yeah, you heard that. A word slipped in. I didn't realize I slipped in that word. And so I think that sometimes when you're so engaged in the conversation, because who likes to talk about themselves more than themselves, right? I mean, we'd like to talk about ourselves, right? So I think we're so engaged in the conversation. Some people might have a discomfort because like, oh, wait a second, they're scrutinizing me, but it's not really, because you're just saying back what just came out of your mouth.
Yeah.
At the same time, if someone is not in the right place or right mindset, that could be more of a challenge. But I think that's also one of the things that is identified in advance. And so I would imagine, based on how I've seen, you know, the work that we've done together, you know, at just what point you can kind of push the envelope. And I think that makes a big difference, because sometimes people aren't ready to hear things. And other times people are really, really open and saying, okay, oh my gosh, did I really just say that? That's really how it could be interpreted. And that's true. Or, you know, kind of guiding and saying, well, actually that's not exactly what I meant, and being able to delve a little bit deeper. So I think it's, it takes the awareness on your part that you've done really well with me, knowing at what point. And even when I remember there was a conversation we had at one point and I just wasn't ready. And he said, okay, another time, whenever you're ready. And I think that makes a big difference, because then it's not like you're just being exposed and you're just saying, okay, here, you know, just, you know, look at the gory details. You're saying, okay, if you're ready to look at that, we're going to look at that. When you're ready to look at it, we'll look at it. And if you're not, let's look at what you want to look at today. And I think that made a big difference as well, because then I became ready to look at that hard part. And when I got ready for that hard part, and then I came to the table, I'm like, okay, now's the moment. Let's yeah, find out what's really going on there. So
yeah, I remember that conversation. And I know that in that moment, what was really important for me to say is that, like, have you be super aware that, hey, this is what I'm noticing. This is too much right now. We are going to move. Are you realizing that we're moving? Are you okay with that? This is conscious choice. I think, yeah, that's something. Because most of the time, I think when we don't look at what's going on within, is that it's a, oof, no, I'm not. But it's really not conscious. And I feel like bringing it to awareness and to consciousness is really something that's worth practicing in our day-to-day. Like, no, this is too much. I'm too tired. I will be back to it, because I am self-aware. I am brave. You are self-aware. You are brave. I will come back to this. But right now, I just need to sleep, or I just need to, but not this, right?
Absolutely.
But for me, it was really a pleasure to work with you, because as I told you from the very beginning, I think you don't realize how amazing and beautiful and smart you are, but I see it. So it's so cool. And I'm just willing to wait until you see it too with your eyes. And yeah, it's been so amazing to see you step into back to yourself, really. So thank you so much for your trust. Thank you so much for your openness, for your self-awareness, for the great topics you brought to the table, whether it's family or work life. It's been so amazing working with you. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I really do.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It was such a pleasure to work with you. I loved it so much.
I had such a pleasure to work with you. Thank you.
Notre épisode est à présent terminé. Donc comme vous le voyez, un accompagnement en coaching, c'est vraiment l'occasion de se rencontrer de manière plus intime, même si on a déjà bénéficié d'un accompagnement, même si on est féru de développement personnel. C'est aussi l'occasion de repenser chacun de ses rôles en profondeur et de déterminer la façon dont on a envie qu'ils s'articulent entre eux. Le lien pour réserver votre appel découverte est dans les notes de l'épisode si vous souhaitez découvrir comment le coaching pourrait s'appliquer à votre situation personnelle. Je vous donne rendez-vous donc en appel découverte ou bien dans 2 semaines pour un nouvel épisode. Et d'ici là, prenez soin de vous.